Close your eyes. Take a couple of good, long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in your body. Focus your attention there. And see if you can stay with the breath all the way in, all the way out, again and again and again. Other thoughts may come into the mind, but you just let them go. Think of them evaporating away. Will you stay focused on the breath? This requires that you be mindful. In other words, you keep this in mind. Try not to forget. And you're alert. Watch the breath. Watch your mind. Make sure they stay together. And the Buddha also recommends a quality he calls ardency. When you're trying to do this well, because you realize that your mind is the main factor shaping your life, and you want it to be under your control. When you tell it to stay, it stays. When you tell it to walk, it walks. But for most of us, it's not like that. You tell it to stay, and it runs around. Tell it to lie down, and it stays up all night. As the Buddha said, the main cause for our suffering lies inside our own mind because it's not trained. So this is how you train the mind. You don't train it with whips or leashes. You train it with mindfulness. You train it with alertness. And you train it with ardency. So the mind does what you want, and it's very clear about what it's doing. As the Buddha said, we want happiness, but we create suffering for ourselves. It's because we're not clear on what's happening. We're ignorant about a lot of the things going on in the mind. So you want to be right here, because this is where everything is happening. When you have a memory of the past, where does the memory take place? Well, it takes place right here. It gets created right here. Thoughts of the future get created right here. So if you take care of right here, you've got everything covered. Stay right here. Watch what's happening. And when you can see the mind heading in an unskillful direction, you can head it off in a better direction. When it's in a good direction, you want to maintain it, strengthen it. So it does become your friend. It's like having an animal in your house. If the animal is not trained, there can be lots of problems. If the animal is well trained, then it becomes a pleasure to have. The same way, your mind can become your true friend, not slip off and be a traitor. When you make up your mind that something is worthwhile, you can stick with it. That's what gives your life meaning. Our problem is we want so many different things that pull in so many different directions. This is why the Buddha said we need to learn how to focus on what's really important. Learn how to say no to the other things that are not important. And use your discernment and figure out how to stay with what you know is really worthwhile in life. Because we live by our purposes. A life without purpose is a miserable life. It may have lots of physical pleasures, but if there's no purpose to it, it feels empty, pointless. So think about what you want to take as your purpose in life. The Buddha recommends that you take this, how to put an end to the suffering you're causing yourself, the suffering you're causing other people, other beings. Because he said that kind of suffering can be ended. There are a lot of other things in life that we'd like to do but never get accomplished. You create something and somebody else destroys it. You build up something and it falls apart on its own. But the good qualities you develop in the mind, especially if they take you all the way to the end of the path, take you to something that doesn't get affected by any change at all, that's a worthwhile goal. And anything that heads in that direction is a worthwhile activity. So be clear about what your purpose in life is and then train the mind so you stay on course. That's how happiness is found.